Is it possible to really know God today? To know Him as we know others about us? Is it possible to find peace and joy in this life which so often is afflicted by pain, sorrow, worry, anxiety, and fear? Yes, my friend, it is possible. Almighty God is real, even though you might not know Him personally at this time. He is real. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is the literal word of Almighty God to you and to me today. It is the place where you can find God and the answers to the frustration of living and the fear of dying. I would like to share with you a number of verses of Scripture, truth found in the pages of the Book of Books, the Bible. Listen carefully now as I read from God's Word and ask God to help you to understand His plan for your life and to give you faith to believe in Him and to trust Him. I'm reading from the Bible book of Hebrews, chapter 10. For the law of Moses, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they have not ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Perhaps it would be best if I paused in the reading and explained these verses as we go along. The reference here in verses 1 through 3 is to the law given by God through Moses. The law, with the accompanying God-given method of cleansing from sin, is found in the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and the daily sacrifices for sin. When an individual sinned, if he sincerely wanted God's forgiveness, he brought an animal sacrifice to the Jewish priest, who would slay the sacrifice and offer the blood upon the altar to God in the Jewish tabernacle or in the temple. Once a year, on Yom Kippur, the Jewish high priest made one great sacrifice for the sins of the nation of Israel and its people. The scripture here in Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that these Old Testament sacrifices could not make the worshipers perfect. That is, it was necessary to offer the sacrifices every year, yes, indeed, day by day, to be forgiven of sin. The offerings did not put within the individual the power to keep him from committing the sin again. He would have to do the best he could with his normal powers and the ability he had within him. When the person failed God and sin, then he had to offer a sacrifice because we have a human nature that is prone to sin, and we need God's forgiveness. But God, in His great love and His plan for the ages, foretold in the Jewish Holy Scriptures about an eternal sacrifice that would be offered once for all time. It would not have to be repeated. This sacrifice would be from God, and so be divine intervention in the issue of sin and forgiveness. The Holy Scriptures foretold the coming to earth of the Messiah, Mashiach, to die as a once-for-all-time sacrifice for man's sins. It would not be necessary to offer then the animal sacrifices for sin, for the blood of atonement would be offered once for all time in the shedding of the blood of the Messiah. The Messiah of Israel, being eternal, would need die for our sins only once, for His sacrifice would be eternal in that He is the Son of God. Listen to the Word of God as I continue to read from the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 9. Then said he, Messiah, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He, God, taketh away the first, that is, the atonement under the law given to Moses, that he may establish the second, that is, the atonement under the Messiah, by the which will we are sanctified, or set apart to God, through the offering of the body of Jesus the Messiah once for all. Messiah, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us. It is the Holy Spirit of God who makes redemption from sin through Jesus' atonement real in our hearts and lives as we trust God. The Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." What peace there is, my friend, in knowing that our sins are forgiven by Almighty God, and they will be remembered against us no more. By faith in Messiah as our atonement and redeemer, our sins are forgiven, and we have peace with God. Oh, friend, this brings peace to the heart of the believer and a clean feeling that you can never know outside of God's will for your life. When you put your faith in God's word, that God will do just what he has promised, and you know your sins have been forgiven, then you can approach God in prayer and by faith claim all of the promises in his holy scriptures for your daily living, for guidance, for wisdom, and every need as you walk the path of faith and obedience with God. The results of faith here in Hebrews 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest, that's a Jewish high priest, over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without wavering, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Today, through the blood of Messiah Jesus, which he shed for us when he died on the tree, on the cross, that we might be forgiven, Messiah Jesus took our penalty due us for the sins we have committed. Today, you and I can know God personally through Jesus, and there is no other way. We must have cleansing from sin. We must be forgiven if we're going to have a relationship with Almighty God. And the only way that forgiveness will come today is through the atonement which God has provided for us in Messiah, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus. The God of Israel be with you today, my friend, and help you to trust him that you might know true atonement, true peace, and experience God's will for your life today and for all eternity. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.